This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats know when to get on their best behavior. So my grandmother said, you better be on your best behavior. And I get it. There are degrees of behavior for little kids. But we would go somewhere, she said, y'all better be on your best behavior. Okay. Is our good behavior okay? Or does it have to be our best? Oh, man. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You better be on your best behavior if you listen to my show right now. I don't want no shenanigans. I don't want a bunch of hooligans getting into, you know, with a bunch of malarkey. Don't do it. Anyway, yeah, the Democrats, they know when to try to clean up their act, to make things look different. So that's what Joe Biden did. Joe Biden screwed the pooch, right? I mean, everything. Then, you know what? Maybe we should build a wall. You know what? Maybe we should start drilling. Maybe we should start looking at Donald Trump's energy policy. You know, they backdoored after the fact. But it's only when their backs are against the wall, right? And their backs are against the wall. We've got a show right now that tells you how bad things are for those rascally, wily coyote Democrats. The anvil keeps falling on their head. And what's funny is, it's with the cartoon, and we've been talking about that today with Bugs Bunny and the Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. It's always a trap of their own convention, of their own invention. You know, they're the ones writing up to Acme saying, you got any more missiles? You got any more anvils? You got any more big rubber bands? Or whatever. And every time they do something, it blows up in their faces. And like the cartoon, the only thing that I used to think when I was a kid watching that cartoon was, why doesn't the coyote actually die? He never seems to kill himself. He's plotting against the Roadrunner. It never works, but he doesn't kill himself. Doesn't it feel like that's politics? It does to me. These Democrats keep doing everything they can to destroy this country, but they can't kill it. They don't kill themselves either. That's the problem. They don't kill themselves. I'm not advocating that Democrats die, just so we're clear. Because there will be people, oh, look at Kevin Jackson. Speaking of which, it is Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. For you newbies that maybe don't know who I am, and some of you may be, this guy's way too, he's over the top. Well, maybe. If that's what you think, there's other places to go. I don't think I'm over the top. I think I'm right where I need to be. I'm like the baby bear. You know, there's Papa Bear, it's too hot, Mama Bear, it's too cold, and then Baby Bear's is just right. Well, that's where mine is. I'm just right. All right. What are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about the Democrats and how they stage stuff. You know, they will march on behalf of something knowing that they're not going to do anything for that. It could be, name it. Well, they're going to go on the Pettus Bridge, and we're going to show that we're for black people. And what's the result for black people? I mean, as a whole, Democrats will satisfy the worst part of a nature of people. They don't satisfy what benefits all people. They take the worst of it. Like, for example, take LGBT. We got to fight for their rights to have sex any way they want. And you're gonna care. You're gonna use their pronouns. And you're gonna what? I'm not gonna do anything. I'll fight for their rights to be human beings. But I'm not gonna use their pronouns. I'm not gonna change the way I learned. It's ridiculous. Think about it this way. I'll give you just using that as an example. Do you know that most languages have a masculine and a feminine? French does. Spanish does. They have masculine and feminine. We're one of the only groups. We have a language where we don't care what your gender is. When we say you can mean, you know, boy, girl, it, that, whatever. If we're talking about a table, in French, table is feminine. It's la table. La table. Okay? It's feminine. In French, qui, le clé, le, is masculine. And you have to know which is which in order to know the language. And it's very tricky because you don't always know. The point I'm making is this. Do you think the French are going to remake their language because you think there are 71 genders? No. When you learn French, you learn masculine and feminine. In Spanish, it's the same thing. La mesa is table. Okay? So, things like that. So you ask yourself, why are you wanting me to redo everything? I mean, we're talking about cultural. I asked the French when we were in Switzerland, I go, are you guys, what are you going to do?
We are not going to do anything. They're not going to change us.
I don't blame you. Anyway, what are we talking about? We're talking about the Democrats and the duplicitous nature of leftism. They want to show you one side of itself, but not another. I remember when they were going to go across the Norman Pettus Bridge in the little town in the south, and they cleaned it up. We talked about it. There was an area. Friends of mine said, Kevin, you won't believe what they did in this one area. They made people move stuff out of anywhere that the procession was going to go through. The city ordinance was, you got to get all this cleaned up. And the minute it ended, then it went back to, it can go back to junkie. Now y'all can go back to living your lives, your miserable lives under Democrat rule. By the way, the little town where the Norman Pettus Bridge is, I honestly can't remember where it is. I think it's in Alabama. But the point is, that town, I did a thing on it at the time. It has shrunk. It's half the size. A white flight from that little town was so ridiculous. It's now turned to blight. It's just a blight. Yeah, just it's a stain. Cute little town, everybody living together, you know, in peacefully, whatever, and they chased everybody out. Now it's run by a bunch of leftist Democrats, and they cleaned it up so people, pardon me, could get that photo op on the bridge, and that's that. Go back and look at it now. Just Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. They cleaned it up. Same thing's happening in San Francisco. And that was what we're going to talk about this particular segment, but we are pretty much out of time. But here's what out of town. The point I'm making is this. Democrats are duplicitous. They don't want to tell you who they are on the front end. They want to show you the pretty side of them. You know, it's like a first date. You don't get to meet that monster, that girl that, you know, has been hurt, and she's going to look through your phone. She's going to accuse you of everything every guy has ever done to her. You're going to carry that baggage of every... That's the Democrat. You're going to carry the baggage of slavery and beating up on the Indians. You're going to carry that baggage. We'll be back. Talk about baggage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, let me correct a few things. The bridge is called the Edmund Pettus Bridge, not Norman Pettus. I get it wrong all the time, so I looked it up during the break. Edmund Pettus, city of Selma, 80% black. Peak population, it was right at 24,000. It's been shrinking. It was 25.7% smaller than it was in 1990. So these cities that had a chance to grow, these sort of little mid-sized cities that could have expanded, they've all shrunk. And they've shrunk, and the white folks left and said, you know what, you want it, you can have it. So Selma, Alabama is run by black folks, run by Democrats, and it's being run into the ground like most of the cities that are run, sadly to tell you, by black folks. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm just giving you the truth. I'm telling you how it is. Let me put it to you this way. Black folks don't want to live where the majority of people are black folks. Fact. That's fact. Because all you're going to get is a bunch of whining. It was funny. I was watching a show the other day. It's called Bosch. And the young black man whose dad gets killed, he's a lawyer. He says, you know, he's been beat up by some guys that, because he's dating a girl, and the boyfriend got his buddies to go beat him up. And a detective comes over to question it, you know, to talk about his father's death. And he says, man, what happened to you? And he said, that's just growing up black in America. And that's what they write in Hollywood. That's just growing up black in America. Like everybody's getting brutalized. No, it isn't. That's you messing around with some dude's girl. He caught you, sent his boys over to beat you up. Do you think that that's never happened to a white guy? Or maybe if it had only been one guy, you think guys have never fought over girls? Or is it, no, that's just the way it is for black people in America. Let me tell you, many wars have been started over exactly that, and it ain't color. It has nothing to do with color. Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Edmund Pettus Bridge. But anyway, here's what I was talking about. I was talking about the Democrats trying to clean up their act after the fact. How are they going to clean up their act when we find out everything we need to know about the Biden family? See, you know what? Trump didn't have to clean up his act. Donald Trump came into office and he said, this is who I am. I'm a product of divorce. I've had to file bankruptcy. You know, I've got good and there's bad. There's good, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But you know what? I care about this country. And here's who I am, warts and all. It's what I tell you about me as a Christ follower and many of you. There's so much to love about me. I swear there is. You love me. But let me tell you, there's a lot that you go, Kevin, that gum you. And that's what God tells me every day. Kevin? And I go, I know, Lord. I know. Come here. Give me a big hug. And God goes, get over here. And he gives me a big hug and says, you know what? I'm going to take care of you because I know your heart. I know what you want to do, but you're not perfect. And look, I'm not talking about going out robbing banks and clubbing baby seals to death. I'm just telling you little things like right now, dealing with issues with my son. This little sucker, oh, man, I could do a show on this. Y'all might see me on Dr. Phil. But he's going through his turmoil, you know, of being a teenager, and that's cool. But he's making some stupid decisions. And, you know, I'm not always handling it the right way because I'm sort of military-ish when it comes to discipline. And we talk about it. I tell him, look, I might not have handled it the right way. I might have got a little too in your face. That's okay. I'm not the perfect parent. Neither were you if you have kids. As Psaki said, Joe Biden's not the so he's not perfect. Okay. And that's, you know, that's too much of a easy fix. What I'm telling you is where I go, I'm not perfect. I'm working on it. I literally had this conversation with my son the other day. I said, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I've overreacted in things with you. I don't regret it because I had to learn and you had to learn. But I overreacted. But you shouldn't have done this. And there's no but to it. If I'm apologizing for something, it is what it is. But here's what I'm telling you. People want you to be who you are at face value. That's why Trump is so popular. And that's why the Democrats aren't. And in San Francisco right now, Gavin Newsom was trying to clean up his act because the spotlight is going to be on his crown jewel city where he used to be the mayor. And the world is going to be watching. Everybody knows that San Francisco has become a pigsty. You can hardly walk down the streets of that city without stepping on a hypodermic needle or stool from the unhoused. That's what they call the homeless now. The unhoused. But some of the unhoused do have houses. Their houses are just tents or they're made of cardboard. And the encampments that are in San Francisco, and by the way, in cities all across America, look like third world nations. And it's embarrassing to the Democrats. But you know what they do? They encourage it, and they do nothing about it, even as their citizens are screaming. Because they built, California's the funniest one, because in L.A., there's a homeless encampment next to this multi-million-dollar apartments. And the city won't do anything about it in L.A. And the residents are like, we did not pay many millions of dollars so we could look down on the homeless. And the homeless go and I was down there. I went and saw it for myself. Poke holes in their tires. They show total disdain for these people that have paid money to live in this area that they thought was going to be, woo-hoo-hoo, look at us, we're in this ritzy area. And suddenly, it's an eyesore. And the city won't do anything. The same in San Francisco. Nothing happens during the day. Until the Olympics is coming to town, then, woohoo, we got to clean everything up. The news reports of dissatisfied citizens in San Francisco over the unhoused are daily. The people complaining. Go Google it. You don't have to believe me. Go look it up. These are videos even Google can't hide. Or YouTube. But when the time comes to show off San Francisco, boy, whoo, they spring into action. Boy, dun 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 dun. And suddenly the homeless get roused up. We got to clean it up. Let's get everyone out of here. We can't show this side of ourselves. We can't show people the ugly side of leftism. The thing that we encourage. We can't show them that businesses suffer because the homeless camp out and do stuff. I don't know if you guys remember, there's a guy, an Asian guy. I can't remember. He may have been Russian. But he plays loud, loud classical music in front of his store because it gets rid of the homeless. These are the things these people have to resort to just to do business, just to live their daily lives. And the Democrat leaders of these cities encourage these people to do it. They don't care about the capitalist, the people who get up every morning that support the tax base that pays for all of these services that are supposedly provided to the homeless. They don't care. So what you're working in, you shut up, pay your taxes, and we will run the city, and you will deal with whatever we give you to deal with. Don't you know how things work? The city's a dump. And the mayor walked through the city, and she was shocked. She got elected mayor and didn't even know what was going on in her city. We got more of this when we get back. Quick break.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One en route to San Francisco, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby confirmed what Israeli officials have been saying about Hamas and the function of certain hospitals in Gaza, saying there's confirmation that the groups have been using the tunnels underneath the hospital to hold hostages. The House has approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown. Yesterday, they voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. President Joe Biden hopes to walk away from a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping today, having put the U.S.-China relationship on better terms. Meanwhile, the U.S. and China are set to reach an agreement addressing the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Corey Myers, USA News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I always like to make sure people understand that I get it. So, you're having guests over. You keep your house relatively clean, right? But when you're having guests, you'll do a little bit more. I get it. But I'll put it to you this way. You don't live like a pig. I don't think you let your dog defecate in the house all day long. And then when people are coming over, go, okay, let's get up the dog doo-doo. Guests are coming. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I hope you don't. At least if you're not a friend of mine. It's just nasty. But I understand that there's a level that you want to get to. We've all done it because that's the way you are. And it isn't a thing to say that, oh, well, look at us. We're always squeaky clean around here. What you're doing is saying to the guests, we want to show you some deference. We want to show you we appreciate your visit. I get that. Every city should aspire to do that. You're having guests. A big convention. You're having dignitaries come in, whatever it may be. But here's the way I look at it. Think of it as Vegas. Vegas, you know, has a lot of areas of debauchery. But pretty much if you are going to Vegas, Vegas is already ready for you. And there are going to be people, drunks that are on the street. There are whole websites dedicated to people that pass out and people take pictures of them. I went to it one day. I was cracking up. But, I get it. But Vegas goes, look, this is us with our warts. You're going to see drunks. You're going to see prostitutes. You're going to see this stuff. But pretty much, you're going to also see the glitz and the glamour of Vegas. We're going to show you our good side. And if you want, you can see our seedy side. And we readily admit they both exist. Sometimes they coexist together in the way of you go into our casino so you could, take advantage of one of your vices, gambling. They don't hide it from you. There is gambling in the casinos. Again, Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, 844-551-8255. San Francisco, happy you're cleaning yourselves up. But what they're cleaning up is the thing that they want to pretend doesn't exist. Everywhere people will come through, San Francisco says they want to get rid of the homeless encampments and things like that. So what about the cries of the citizens? The citizens who say, can you get rid of these homeless? We're trying to live our lives. We're trying to run our business. No, but we got guests coming over. So now we're going to do it. Let's respond to the Chinese. So San Francisco clears out its homeless camps and its public drug markets, before the top leaders of the world and CEOs and tens of thousands of other attendees arrive in the Bay Area for what's known as the Asian Pacific Economic Summit. They call it APEC. November 11th to the 17th, so it's been going on, and it includes leaders of 21 countries and regions. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden and his boss. You guys, we talked about it before that I told you his boss is in town. Xi Jinping. I don't know why I'm having trouble saying Xi's name. And of course, the governor of California, who wants to be president, Gavin Newsom, he just returned from China, took a trip so he could get his international creds by shaking hands with the guy that he hopes becomes his boss, China's premier or whatever they call Xi Jinping. So Gavin Newsom goes over to get his creds. Went over and met the boss, Joe Biden. You're in trouble, big guy. Yeah, well, what would Xi Jinping think of Gavin Newsom if he was shown the urban decay that has occurred under Newsom's watch? The crown jewel city. I don't know if you've ever been to any of the big Chinese cities. But let me tell you, it's horrible pollution. But the places where they want you to go, pristine. Now you go off the beaten path and you get to see the real China. Yeah, but boy, you go to the major cities and woo, the stuff they want you to see looks great. You would think, oh my gosh, you know, I want to live here. I did live there. It's beautiful, but you go off the beaten path, it ain't so beautiful. Anyway, Gavin Newsom actually justified pushing out the unhoused, cleansing San Francisco of the scum. And here's what he said. I know folks are saying, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming to town. That's true because it's true. But it's also true for months and months and months before APEC, we've been having conversations. This guy is so smug, it's unbelievable. Well, you know what? It's true. We are cleaning up because of the APEC. APEC is called the Super Bowl of world economies. This is where people come to figure out how the money... I mean, this is New World Order stuff. Yeah, this is the guys that think that they run the world, that they run you. They're going to get together and discuss economies and how things are going to work. And Gavin goes, boy, I tell you what, we really got to clean up the house this time. Solving a massive problem that they've been ignoring for decades. Any bets on how fast these campments will return after the APEC has left? Here's what they wrote. As homeless encampments, open-air drug markets, and crime continue to sweep some of the areas of the city, internal emails obtained by the San Francisco Chronicle showed that city officials were, quote, concerned about historical encampments that are close to the priority areas and needed to format a plan to stay on top of the growing encampments. Let me tell you what's happening in San Francisco. Businesses are leaving. CVS, Walgreens, Target, many of the stores. Do you know this? Starbucks shut down 7 stores in San Francisco. In the areas that I'm talking about here where they cleaned up those encampments, they shut down 7 Starbucks. Starbucks is in the habit of putting a Starbucks on every corner. Starbucks wants to be so convenient. You don't even have to cross the street in the same direction. I think at some point there's probably going to be a place where Starbucks has a location on every corner in a major city. I can tell you there's a place in New York where there's a Starbucks on one side of the street and you could throw a rock and hit the other one across the street. They don't even want you to cross the street to have to go to the other Starbucks. Can you imagine how much business you do to do that? They're not a block apart. People in New York know what I'm talking about. That is a fact. Because that is the most... I remember thinking, that is really... The level of business you got to do to support that is pretty good. Anyway, go back to San Francisco. It's a microcosm of the bigger issues facing California. And Gavin Newsom is at the epicenter of all of these massive problems. His answer literally put Band-Aids on bullet holes. But Newsom isn't about solving the actual problem. He's about putting lipstick on the pig. He doesn't want you to know there's a deeper problem in San Francisco. There's a deeper problem in California. And he wants to give you a deeper problem in America as your president. He wants to doll it up. It's like him. He puts on a suit and he comes out and he says, "Hey, yeah, hey, I'm Gavin. I'm cool." You remember his photo op in China with the sun with the Ray-Bans against the wall? Hey, look at me. It reminds me of that cartoon. I don't know if it's Megamind. And Brad Pitt plays the big superhero. It's got the long chin. And, you know, he's like Superman, but they give him a different name. But anyway, he reminds me of that. He's got the big photo op. You know, look at me. I'm so handsome. I'm so good looking. He's a do-nothing bureaucrat who will never show you the ugly side of who he really is. And if you catch him, like they did, and we talked about it, Gavin Newsom having an affair with his best friend's wife, the guy that ran his campaign, the guy that crafted his career, Gavin Newsom's reward to that man was to sleep with his wife. Out of all the people that stylish, cool Gavin could have had, he wanted to have the one that he really should have been able to talk himself out of on any logical level. But that's not what egomaniacs, narcissistic people do. They say, "I can have what I have when I want it. I don't care if it's yours." Doesn't matter. I don't know what signals this guy's wife gave to Gavin Newsom, but Gavin Newsom could have said, "You know what? Not you. Somebody else." He's gonna screw somebody over. That's the nature of Democrats. Don't show you who they really are. Just like San Francisco right now isn't showing APEC who it really is. As you contemplate what I say, ask yourself this question. What Democrat do you really know? What did you know who Barack Obama is? Do you think you know who Joe Biden is? You think you know who Chuck Schumer is? Get away from politics. What Democrat do you think you know? Because I will tell you this, you don't know them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Many now view the Trump years as better for their bottom line.
Some Latino community say when Trump was a president, we don't have high gas or inflation of the food.
Right.
So this is the truth.
Pocketbook concerns, top of the mind, and the support of this fast-growing voting bloc critical in key battleground states.
Do you think Latino votes in Georgia are up for grabs from either party in 2024?
Absolutely. I think there are for grabs from both parties, I think from any party, really. And I think there's a lot of frustration and a lot of broken promises.
Galeo advocates for and works with Latinos statewide. Andres Parra says Latino concerns mirror the country. Their biggest issues?
Inflation and, you know, job pay, rent prices, and healthcare.
That doesn't bode well for the Democratskis. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to hear from you. If you do buy our merch, and some of you have been buying it, send us a picture. Send us a picture of you drinking out of that coffee mug, that Trump mug. The best mug of Trump's arrest, I think, in the country, in the world. It's amazing. And just get us a picture. Love to see you using our merch. If you have the guts to wear it, get us a picture. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. The Democrats have a minority problem. They don't want to admit it, but they have a minority problem. That was the two groups of Latinos, and they're saying, look, you're not just going to get our vote. We're not monolithic like you think anymore. We understand that we did better under Trump than we're doing under Biden. You're not going to fool us. Common sense. And the problem with the Latinos is Biden's team can't put it in Spanish fast enough to get them. These people aren't caught up in the social media that we get caught up in. I know Telemundo and all that, they try to give them as much propaganda as they can, but no, these are people that are discerning, a lot more discerning. And they may have come over here initially I want to come over and take advantage of the stuff that America has to give. But at some point they go, you know what, there is opportunity here. And there are people squandering it, and we got to fight for it. And they become us. Because that is the natural evolution of things. It's like being a child. You're a little child. You're selfish. You're all about yourself. It's mine. It's mine. And you don't want to give anything up. But then there comes a point where you evolve and you say, you know what? And trust me, there are things about childhood you like. You don't have any preconceived notion about people. But as you age, you get your biases and you become bigoted to some degree. You become discerning. I don't think of it as a bad thing. You profile. And then ultimately you say, wait a minute, it's my money, it's my time, it's my stuff, and I'm going to, even though I will give it away, even though I do understand the greater good, I'm going to be a little bit more discerning about it. You're less selfish than you were as a child, but you still have your things that you say, no, the things that you hold on near and dear to. You have things that you conserve about yourself. That's why you're conservative. It's a natural evolution. You want to help. You understand the plight of people. You've seen the downtrodden, and you know there but by the grace of God go I. But you also know there are people that will take advantage and will squander it. And that's what happens. You come over here, you know, because you want to live off the public dole. Yeah, there's a lot of people that do. But eventually, they see it. They see the opportunity. That one of two things happen. They either say, man, I'm just out of the frying pan into the fire. They may not be shooting bullets at me, but they're shooting financial bullets at me. I talked to an African guy in New York. He says, man, you can't live here. He goes, I can't wait to go back to Africa. He goes, yeah, it is. It's a great land of opportunity. I'm not living, you know, like under duress, but I'm under financial duress. He was an Uber driver. He goes, I can't pay my bills. I can't afford to live here. I might as well go home and be around people that at least there's an ecosystem that he knows he can manage. But rarely do you meet him, but there he's like, man, I'm sick of this rat race. That's what the Democrats do. Oh, it's okay for a while. These people living in hotels in New York and all this, that'll be there for a while. Then it goes away. Then they're going to be right back to squalor. Now, maybe that taste of the good life will help them for a bit, but it doesn't last. You're going to have to, America says, we'll give you a little bit, even if it's too luxurious. It's only for a minute. You think they're going to keep those illegals in five-star hotels forever? Please. You better wake up. Anyway, I want to play another clip because this is what's happening with blacks. This is the way the left thinks of black folks. And this is from a representative. I believe she's out of Texas.
here's the deal. Perception is reality. And so when you look at the data that was provided in this poll, it talks about how people feel. And when people decide whether they're going to the poll or whether they're not going to the poll, it's all about how you feel in that moment. And so while the facts may not align with their feelings are dictating their reality. Their reality is that they said that they feel better or they felt better when Trump was in office. But we've been trying to push back. We've got some very popular African-American artists that are out here saying things like, oh, I got checks when Trump was in office. I want those checks again, not understanding that that really came from Congress. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple of things, the perception issue, and then we also have an issue as it relates to civics in this country and people not understanding exactly how any of this works.
Wow, that's all I can say. Wow. That was Jasmine Crockett, representative. Black chick. I mean, wow, she could be the SEIU, Jerry, what's his face, who said, I got black people in check. Yeah, let me tell you how black people are. She could be a Joe Biden spokesperson. You ain't black. Excuse me, you ain't black. Perception is reality. Yeah, it is. Unless you're at a magic show. Perception is reality. Either I can pay my bills or I can't. Either my paycheck is growing or it's not. Either my job I'm excelling or I'm not. I mean, perception is reality. She says it's how people feel, but it's how they feel in the moment. And I love this part. She says the facts don't align with their feelings. She knows how we feel. And she says, you feel, they feel better when Trump was in office. But that's not reality. They're too stupid to know that this wasn't about Donald Trump. This wasn't about his economy. This was about Congress. These checks came from Congress, and you need to check your civics. You don't understand how the money system works. See, you go work hard. You give your money to the government. Then the government gives it back to you. That is the government taking care of you. It reminds me of when I was debating Richard Fowler. Oh, my gosh. One for the ages. And Richard Fowler says, how many of your people, of you in the audience, by showing your hands, how many of you, you have someone who served in the military? And a bunch of kids' hands went up. And he says, well, your mother, you know, mothers and fathers went off to fight wars and they came back and the government gave them the GI Bill. And he said that was their reward for going off and fighting. That's how the government takes care of you. And I was looking at him the whole time and I said, really? I said, see, let me just explain to you how distorted Richard is. Your parents went and put their lives on the line. They're tax-paying citizens. The citizens paid the taxes and built the military that your parents got into and went and fought wars on behalf of this country. So he can make idiotic statements like that. They come back underpaid. Many of them who didn't come back gave their lives, left their blood in the soil of foreign countries. And Richard says the government took care of them, gave them money. I go, see, that's how distorted he is. He doesn't even realize that they paid for their own sacrifice. You paid for that sacrifice. Government's got nothing to do with it. And what was funny, I swear, that debate series was so good. Hugh Hewitt, he was the one who moderated it. It was at the Western Conservative Summit. I walked out of that room. Richard was butthurt. And those kids came up to me and went, who are you? You are a guru. I destroyed this guy. Everything that came out of his mouth. And I used his own words. And what was funny, I can remember three distinct times where Richard made his comment forcefully. He believed it. And when I finished, he was looking at me, mouth agape, because he couldn't believe that I made sense. It had never even dawned on him the things that I was saying. He never thought it in his brain because he's been in an ecosystem of ignorance. Jasmine Crockett thinks black people are stupid. They need to think for us. We don't understand those feelings.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.